Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, however you listen to the show, wherever you listen. We want to thank you for joining us here on Suspense Radio. It is today, July the 9th. This is Inside Edition, a special Inside Edition that we're doing because we're unable to get this guest on the last time because of a technical snafu that we had in the show a couple weeks ago, and that is none other than author Kelly Oliver with her latest book, Wolf, which is a Jessica James mystery series, along with a bunch of other things we're going to get into with her writing. We also want to let you know, of course, that Thriller Fest, today is the last day. They're going to announce the winners. If you're there at Thriller Fest or listening when you get this, curious to know who's going to take the first prize there. Also, all of our shows are brought to you by Kensington Books. Please make sure you visit KensingtonBooks.com for more information on their authors. Some of them might win here tonight. You never know. Lisa Jackson, Kevin O'Brien, Daniel Palmer, Mary Burton, including many, many more. So, the next issue of the magazine will be out tomorrow, and that is the June-July edition. Make sure you check that out. And, of course, we are going to be doing a lot of changes coming to the website here shortly, so make sure you stick tuned for that. We're changing a bunch of things up and making it a lot more access, a lot more things that are going to be going on there. So let's jump over here to our latest guest again. Her latest book is called Wolf. It is book one in her Jessica James mystery series. It is out now. So let's welcome our guest to the show, Kelly Oliver. Kelly, thanks so much for coming on. How you doing?
Hi, thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be on Suspense Radio.
And, you know, we had a little technical snafu the last time. We almost had a little technical snafu this morning, but good. At least we got all that fixed, so it's great to be able to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's get into it here. You have book one in Jessica James' mystery series called Wolf. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks. I'd love to. Well, the Jessica James Cowgirl Philosopher mystery series features tough Montana cowgirl Jessica James, who is now a philosophy graduate student. In Wolf, book one, we find her sleeping on a desk in the attic of the philosophy department in the Chicago suburbs, and she blames her advisor, Professor Wolfgang Schmutzig, preeminent philosopher and world-class dickhead. But when he's found dead in his office, we could say that's when her real education begins. And she gets caught up in art scams and date rape drugs on campus and the Russian mafia. And she stumbles into murder mysteries and corporate corruption. And in the end, she teams up with the janitor, Dmitry Duchenko, who's trying to live a normal life there in Chicago, had escaped Russia 20 years ago with a mafia boss father's fortune. And when he realizes the fortune goes missing, he has to team up with Jessica to find the fortune, including a famous Kandinsky painting, and catch the murderer before they become the murderer's next victims. So that's Wolf takes on some important social issues like rape on campus. Also has a lot of fun subplots like the art and mafia subplots, and does so hopefully in a page-turning, entertaining, and humorous, witty way. Jessica has a kind of smart mouth and is the queen of the one-line comeback.
And, you know, and that's funny because, you know, let's get a little bit into to Jessica James because, you know, she's Montana, a cowgirl, a different kind of character that you're going to kind of see. John Land, of course, has his character, Caitlin Strong, which is a Texas Ranger. So kind of putting them in a little different arena than what you would normally see in like a mystery suspense thriller series. So give us a little more background information into, you know, who's Jessica, the creation of why you wanted to go this way and make her, you know, like I said, kind of a little bit different outside of the norm of what you would normally see in this genre.
Yeah, thanks, John. Well, in a lot of ways, it's based on my own experience, especially this first book, Wolf. I grew up in the Northwest in Montana and Idaho. In fact, I'm talking to you from Northern Idaho right now, where my folks live. And I went to philosophy graduate school, got my PhD outside of Chicago. And at the time when I did, there were very few women in the program. And in fact, I never had a woman professor my entire time in college or graduate school. So it was kind of a rough time. I think that my naivete coming from Montana, never been to a big city before that, and also the kind of grit that you get, you know, growing up in the mountains served me well in terms of determination to get through the program. So my heroine has some of that, but in spades, way more. She's much tougher than I ever was. And so I thought the combination of this former cowgirl now entering, you know, going to the city for the first time, entering this world of philosophy, again, you know, very male-dominated world. She came from a similar world, though, with the rodeo as a cowgirl. So she's faced it both with her dealing with horses and rodeo, but now with books and libraries and philosophers. And she gets into this world, so she can quote Nietzsche, but she can also ride a horse and shoot a gun. So it seemed like a fun combination, and for me, I guess it was kind of therapeutic just to write this world where she triumphs in the end, and overcomes obstacles, you know, to solve these cases. And also, I guess when I was growing up as a kid, I always wanted to be either a detective or a teacher, and I ended up being a teacher. But as a philosopher, a lot of the stuff I do is also kind of like being a detective. You know, you're looking for clues, but now it's clues to big questions like the meaning of life or what should I do, what's the right thing to do, what's ethical. So it's not that far off from the world of the detective, only with Jessica, she's looking for clues in the bottom of a glass, in the bottom of her book bag, in the at a frat party or on campus. And in the second book, which is coming out in August, Coyote, she actually goes back to Montana, where she's from, and gets involved with fracking and corruption in the oil industry and human trafficking on Indian Reservation, on the Blackfoot Reservation outside of Glacier Park. So she kind of brings it home, and some of her friends from Chicago join her there to help her fight the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. And now you brought up something interesting, because you bring in philosophy, which of course is your background, you know, from Vanderbilt, and that's your background. And that's something that I think a lot of people that, you know, read these types of books are not, another thing that is just, they're just not familiar with that type of complexity, I guess you want to say. I don't know if I just made up that word. you know, in a character, because philosophy is one of those subjects I think that when people take in college, they're like, oh, I have to take it, so I might as well take it. But I did meet someone who actually was a philosophy major and got his degree in philosophy, and it was quite interesting just to kind of hear, you know, how he talks and how those types. So how was it to be able to bring those types of aspects into Jessica and the book Wolf? Again, another aspect that people just are not familiar with and seeing that in a character.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's another fun part of the book, because my main goal was to write an entertaining page turner with some humor that does take on also some important social issues. So the philosophy also, like the art subplot, I guess, is a fun part of her personality. I mean, we know that she is studying philosophy, and she quotes philosophers from time to time, but usually in ways that are kind of witty and, again, as the kind of quick comeback. And also in the world of philosophy, she's, again, out of her depth. So she's a character who is kind of not at home in, you know, where she came from or where she ended up, either one. So she's trying to navigate this world, and she kind of stumbles through it. So she becomes this amateur sleuth that is witty but not very graceful, and kind of stumbles into these situations and uses the philosophy to kind of wrap her head around her own experience and what's happening to her, but also draws heavily on a very different kind of experience growing up, where she was a cowgirl and more in her body and getting thrown from horses and kind of a tomboy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hopefully I've created a character that is relatable but also unique in the mystery world and strong. You know, one of the things that was important to me with the whole series is to create really strong female protagonists. So not just Jessica, but her best friend, Lolita Dorchenko, who is a beautiful Russian girl who is running a high-stakes poker game in Chicago and also happens to be a black belt in karate. And she's probably the toughest character in the series. But also minor characters, like one of her friends or their friends is Amber Bush, who is a rescue remedy-dropping hippie hacker, as it turns out, who is not as spacey as she seems in the beginning of the book. So it's a kind of trio of these strong, very different kinds of girls, but kick-ass girls who together, figure out what's going on and kind of take down the bad guys. So that was something important to me, too, to have these girls and women who have each other's backs, not just one woman, but friends, you know, who are working together. And in the second novel, too, in Coyote, Jessica kind of teams up with Kimmy Red Fox, is her name, who is a Blackfoot Indian girl, who unwillingly ends up working with Jessica, and Lolita comes out to stir the pot, and some really interesting things happen, too, between the chemistry between the characters. Because there's some tension between the characters, and then they end up having a lot of respect for each other and working together. So that was another thing that's just important to me, thinking about the mystery genre. The things I love to read have strong women. I especially love the amateur sleuth kind of subgenre, but I also like the idea of bringing in several women characters, and a lot of mine are kind of quirky and funny, too, along with, you know, the main character, Jessica James.
Yeah, the one thing, of course, Dimitri, the janitor, he's kind of a very complex, he's a very complex, kind of puzzling kind of character. How did you envision him when you decided to write the book Wolf? I mean, did he turn out the way that you wanted him to? Was he a little different? Explain Dimitri, because to me, he's one of the biggest kind of mystery kind of characters in the book.
Yeah, that's a great question, because as Dimitri developed, I mean, he developed into this brooding character who actually is more philosophical than the philosopher in terms of drawing on. He has a very complicated relationship to his family, and so his story starts to reveal very complicated family dynamics and relation to his father and his mother and his childhood that he has to come to terms with in the context of, you know, running around dealing with the Russian mafia and lots of bad guys and, other things happen to him. He gets in a lot of trouble, and he provides a kind of noir element, I think, to the novel, whereas Jessica is more witty and humorous. He's a kind of more of a dark, brooding character that brings, yeah, a kind of noirish element. He's got connections to the Russian mafia, but he also is a painter, and that's really his passion, is art, and yet he comes from this background and has been drawn into this other world that he's trying to reject, but keeps getting pulled back into. And so he's got really ambivalent feelings about where he came from and how to escape. He learns that he's trying to escape. He thinks he's escaped, but he learns you really can never escape your past, that some baggage you are going to carry with you for the rest of your life. So it's a story, too, about him coming to terms with that. And it's interesting, as you write these characters, they really do take on a life of their own, and you're thinking about what they would say or do, and you just know in your gut that there are certain things they would never say or do. I mean, you just learn that they take on a kind of real life, and so the writing becomes a kind of dialogue in a way with these characters, even as they're developing, have a strong feeling of who they are and what they would do and what they wouldn't do. And that was especially true of Dmitri. And a lot of people who have read the novel just love Dmitri, that he becomes their favorite character in his story.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started writing Wolf, did you know that this was going to be a series? Is that how you envisioned this all along? Or when you first started out, were you like, oh, you know, this is just going to be kind of a one-off, and then it turned into something different?
Yeah. Oh, I kind of imagined it as a series, but I tried to write them so that they're independent of each other, so that they can stand alone. So all of them have a kind of enclosed world character to them. And the first one, Wolf, is set in Chicago, in the suburbs of Chicago, around university, but around a very urban kind of gritty feel to the setting. So the place also becomes an important part of really a character that shapes the personalities too and the action. And then the second one, they move to Glacier Park and the Blackfoot Indian Reservation in Montana. And again, you've got a very different kind of setting that shapes the characters, and you get to meet some of the locals there. And I have a third one that I haven't started writing yet, but in fact, the third one, in a way, was the most compelling sort of plot. I think it's high concept plot, or kind of the one with the biggest hook. But I ended up saving that for the third, where she's going to go back to the university, back to Northwestern, and get in Jessica James. We'll uncover this egg harvesting plot of harvesting Ivy League eggs. And anyway, I don't want to tell you too much more about it, but that one I already had in mind, a little sci-fi kind of twist to the mystery. Oh. But I kind of had the main issues in mind and the setting when I started writing the first one, but I really wanted to concentrate on also making Wolf something that you can read as a standalone, or Coyote as well, that you can read as a standalone and get to know the characters. So it's not like a serial in the sense that you've got to read them in order, read the first one to understand the second one or anything like that. Although I think that as the series progresses, you really get to know Jessica better. And especially in the second one, where she goes back home, you learn a lot more about her, where she came from and her family and her relationship with her mother, and things that you get a sense of in the first one, but not, you know, her mother's not a main character in the first one, for example, and she's kind of a quirky side character in the second one.
Oh.
So we'll see. I have, you know, these three, a trilogy in my mind at this moment, and you know, if people find them entertaining and I continue to really have fun with Jessica James, then I may continue writing Jessica James mysteries.
So that's kind of where it sits right now, is that you really are just kind of in the realm of, hey, you know what, this is going to continue as far as you think that there's stories that are still going to be told.
Right. Yeah. I guess as far as I'm still having a lot of fun with the characters and developing new characters, and right now I'm thinking that if Jessica's adventures continue, that they can move back and forth between Chicago and Montana, and also given that she's a philosophy student, they could go anywhere. You know, if she has to go work in an archive in France or something, her adventures could take her all over the world. So I think there are a lot of possibilities as she works her way through the PhD, as she matures. I mean, she's only in her 20s, so...
True.
So there's a lot. I think there's a lot that could be done. But, yeah, it depends. Right now, I have plans for the trilogy, and we'll see where it takes me. It kind of depends on if people respond to the trilogy and if I continue having fun with these characters or if I, you know, get another kind of harebrained idea and go in another direction, too, because I have a lot of harebrained ideas. Well, I don't know. But writing is really what keeps me sane and also gives a lot of meaning to my life and a lot of pleasure. So I really rely on writing. So I know I'll continue doing that. I mean, in my nonfiction, I mean, for years I've been writing nonfiction books and quite a few of them. So I really become dependent. I'm addicted to writing. Kind of a workaholic, I guess. But that's...
Yeah.
Nothing
wrong with that, though.
That's what I like. I enjoy it.
Yeah, as long as that's what you want to do and that's what you like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I do want to kind of get into, because we always have a lot of authors that listen to the show, and they love to hear, because Thriller Fest is going on now, which means Pitch Fest just happened, so you probably had, who knows, 150, 200 people pitching to agents and doing all of that.
Yeah.
How was your journey? How was your journey when you were first writing and getting it all done, and then you decided, okay, it's ready to get out, and how did you get it published? How did you get picked up by your publisher?
That part of the journey was more frustrating than I had anticipated, especially since I'd been writing and publishing, you know, for quite a few years in nonfiction and kind of had gotten the hang of that. And that was flowing, and pretty much I had the sense that, you know, if I wrote something, I could get it published. I knew how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But with a fiction, it's a totally, totally different world. So first you have to try to get an agent, which is difficult. And I did do some of the pitch. I went to New York. I went to San Francisco and did some pitch conferences. And, you know, so people were interested, but a lot of these agents are so overwhelmed, their email boxes, you know, you just get a lot of auto rejects that, you know, they haven't even read what you sent, so it gets to be very frustrating. So I ended up, I was lucky enough, especially at a time when I really was getting discouraged, to get an agent who was a fairly small agent, and then a couple of indie presses were interested. So I still haven't been taken on by the big agent or a big press, just a small indie press. But for me, I so much enjoy the writing, and for me, I'm just starting writing fiction. So it was important to me just to get it out there in whatever venue I could, and, you know, in the hopes that people respond to it, because that's really the main thing, right, is the readers and the audience. And that people like it and people enjoy it. And I know so far people really like it. In fact, for the last couple of weeks, it's been voted number one on Goodreads, both in the women's mystery category and in mystery and suspense with strong female protagonist category. So I'm kind of excited about that. We'll see, you know, if people start reading it and liking it and voting for it, if it can stay on the top of those lists. But for the last few weeks, it's been on the top. Wolf has been on the top of the women's mystery and strong female protagonist list. So that's kind of exciting to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that, because I'm telling you, when you write a character that's unique and has so many kind of complex little layers to them. And then you start getting little snippets, and you start getting it in Wolf, and you and then you're going to start building it into other books. The character almost takes over, is more of the, I guess, celebrity than the author becomes. And
yeah,
that's kind of what happens. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I know Jack Reacher. Well, you know, Lee Child is the author. Well, it's like Jack Reacher has now kind of taken over, you know, who Lee Child is. So
right,
that kind of stuff happens. And maybe, you know, Jessica James could do the same thing. You just never know. But we're kind of coming down. We got about a minute or so left. I mean, time has kind of flown here. And I want to be able to, like, give you the last word. I want you to kind of let everybody know where they can find you, social media, all of that fun stuff, so they can find out a lot more about everything that you got going on, especially the book you have coming out now in August.
Great. Thank you. Well, my website is Kelly Oliver Books, kellyoliverbooks.com. And there are links where you can buy the books. There are book club questions, and there's lists of events where I'll be speaking and so on. So it's kind of fun. So you can go to kellyoliverbooks.com. You can find Wolf on any internet book selling outlet, and hopefully soon in some bookstores too if it catches on. And Coyote is actually available for pre-order on Amazon
and
other internet sellers. So you can order Coyote already and start with Wolf, and Coyote will be published August 21st. So it's coming right up for its birthday and launch date. Yeah, very exciting.
Very exciting stuff. Well, I want to tell you so much. Thanks, Kelly, so much for coming on. And I, you know, again, apologize for the little mishap last time. But it was great to be able to have you on and hear about Wolf, hear about Jessica James, and, of course, everything else you have going on. It's been absolutely fabulous. Good luck. Keep us up to date on what you got going on with everything. And here's to Jessica, and here's to a long-lasting series you got going on.
Thanks, John.
All right. Well, you enjoy. Have fun.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, everybody, that is author Kelly Oliver. The book is called Wolf. It is book one of a new mystery series, Jessica James. Very, very fun, interesting character. She has a lot of stuff going on. I think you'll really enjoy Jessica James. So pick up Wolf and see for yourself. Book two will come out in August, so you don't have to wait too long for that. Book one just came out in June. So that's great news. Other than that, we want to thank you all for listening. It's a shortened show today because we normally don't do shows in July during Thriller Fest, but we decided we had to get Kelly on to talk about this. We're going to be back in a couple weeks. Jeff's got some exciting stuff set up for us. We're going to have a lot to talk about after what's going on with Thriller Fest. We're sorry we missed it this year. We will be there next year. We are possibly planning on going to New Orleans for BoucherCon this year. So if you want to say hi and come out and see us, it would be great. Come up, say hello, sit down. I don't drink. I drink Diet Coke. So if that's what you want to drink with me, no problem. And we will have a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll see you in BoucherCon. I think we're going to probably end up going, even though it's going to be sweltering heat in New Orleans in September. We'll probably end up going to that one. So until next time, everybody, again, we want to say thank you so much. The magazine will be out now. Check to see what we're going to have going on the new website. I think that you guys are going to really enjoy it. Things are going to be updated a lot faster. A lot more things are going to be happening. And hopefully we'll spread the suspense, mystery, thriller, horror news to a lot more people. So until next time, everybody, like we always say, keep reading. Goodbye.